Yeah, and the sad part of that is most of the Ukrainians want some kind of peace deal, and the sooner the better. But the leadership's making money, kickbacks are going. So, why stop at the gravy train just because some people get killed? The other day, and I'd seen this before, I saw a video of, well, might as well call it a morgue, or a butcher shop, actually, is a better word. It was a clinic that was overrun by Russian forces before the bodies could be disposed of, and it was organ dealers, black market organ dealers from Ukraine. Well, working in Ukraine, and most people don't realize that organs are always harvested from a living body. You can't harvest organs from a dead body. Necrosis sets in almost instantly, so as the heart stops beating and the oxygenated blood stops flowing. And I tell you, it was worse than most horror movies you can imagine. I mean, this isn't battlefield losses. This is, and it's not just soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers in case. It was civilians, children, just across the board.
No, I hadn't heard any of that. That's all news to me.
Oh yeah. Well, Ukraine, Ukraine taxes, they passed a law for export of organs, and they tax it. And they made several $ billion last year in taxes off of organs being exported out of Ukraine. You think a country at war that we wanted to import organs to save people's lives or soldiers' lives. But no, this is on export.
Wow, that's awful. No, I hadn't heard any of that either.
Yeah, I got to track that video down. It was on a friend's phone. I was watching it. He hasn't sent it to me yet. I've seen other videos, but this one was probably the worst. I can send it to you if you want. It's as I said, it's much worse, I think, than battlefield losses and seeing battlefield losses. That's something you're used to. This is just a butcher shop that they were conducting, and
Yeah.
the Ukrainian side, I mean, they're making money off of it.
Yeah.
It's
No,
horrible.
you don't have to send me that one. That's
Okay,
what I can do without seeing that
yeah.
one.
Well, it's one of those things. Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't unsee what you've seen. That doesn't work that way, at least.
Yeah, I've got enough from the battlefields that I have seen to last me a lifetime. I don't want to see any extra ones.
That's something that should be sent to Congress. Not that anybody would ever look. Everybody's paying for it. Do you think? Well, do you think something might change with Graham being gone, at least while before somebody tries to step into his place? Maybe some kind of a thawing, at least.
I don't think so. Because President Trump is still President Trump. So Lindsey Graham was the most effective war hawker that was out there. But there's certainly plenty of others. I mean, Jack Keane's still there. General Kellogg's still there. Mike Pompeo's still there. So Laura, what's her name? Not Laura Coates.
Loomer.
Victoria Coates.
Oh,
Victoria
Victoria
Coates
Coates.
is still out there, several others. So there's no shortage of war hawkers that'll just keep that center. And also the fact that they lost one, even though he was one of the more effective ones because the camera loved him, there's too many others that are going to be out there. So I don't really think it'll be any difference at all.
That's sad. That's always
It
sad.
is.
But what do you think of the let's see, it's been re-designated 2-19, I think. The moving Israel into the procurement system of the United States military, and then Cotton's follow-on bill. Let's just sit him down in the middle of the and give him access to all of the intelligence data too, while we're at it.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm way out on that. I find both of those reprehensible. I find the fact that let's see, Thomas Massie, who's going to continue to serve all the way up until his last time, and he's not taking a day off. He is fighting tooth and nail against that kind of thing. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is fighting him tooth and nail with every loophole he can find to keep anybody from stopping that. And I find that in itself reprehensible. That not only was this bill come up, but then apparently it was I think somebody from Quincy Institute found it, because otherwise it hadn't, no one would have even noticed it. And now then all these folks are doing everything they can to suppress it. And even when other congressmen are trying to say, hey, wait a minute, Why do I want to link my country with them? And now Netanyahu was on Fox News, I think, over this weekend, bragging about what a great deal this is going to be and how much this is going to help America. Look, we're not going to take this 3 point whatever billion dollars of annual support anymore. We don't need that. We're going to stand on our own, except for, of course, you're going to have this investment. So we said from this bill, I didn't see the number, but I would imagine it's a lot more than $3 billion. And then there's all this tied together militarily. And then, as you pointed out with Senator Cotton, also intelligence stuff. So basically, almost, it's a maybe an overstatement to say making the two armed forces one, but it is sure going a long way in that direction. And it should be going the opposite direction. I am totally out on that. Any country on this planet, not UK, as much as I love a lot of my London friends, or Germans, or Japanese, other really tight allies, Australians, none of them. Not the Israelis either. I don't want that with any military. We need to have our own military. We make decisions based on the needs and interest of America first. And that's what every country is supposed to do. So
Absolutely.
why are these guys trying to literally legislatively tie our country's militaries and intelligence services together? I mean, it's a real huge red flag, and it's our and a red siren going off to me. And I hope that something can happen to it. I mean, I'm grateful for Senator for Representative Massey to be working on this, but man, he needs some help.
Oh yeah, I absolutely. So theoretically, do you think the Israelis could, order themselves a Poseidon class submarine from internal system? Maybe some Trident nuclear missiles? I mean, is there any
I haven't
limit?
seen that. I haven't seen enough of the legislative language to see what actually does that so-called tying them together. What does that actually physically manifest? And what is it when Netanyahu was talking over the weekend about this investment and this technology, whatever? I don't know what that means, and how much of that, if something that we're doing, that means they get it or something. So I don't know. But whatever it is, it's bad.
Answer another question. Now, I haven't gotten an answer to it. I don't think anybody knows, but maybe you do. Is that a two-way street, or is that really just a one-way street where
They
U.S.
say it's a two-way
finances?
street. Yeah, they say specifically it is a two-way street. And there's no doubt that over the years, a lot of our mutual stuff with Israel, we have gained some from it too, and we have benefited from it, intelligence, some other stuff. Lately, some of that intelligence has probably been fake, but that's a separate issue. But over the years, there has been a two-way street. But I don't need that. We sure are self-sufficient because there's too much cost to having this connection going in here, and we don't need that. So, to those who say, yeah, but we would lose that connection to them, okay, fine. If there's something we want to buy later on, we can go buy it or something. I mean, they'll do arms sales to us if it goes back and forth. We can likewise sell them something if we want to, but we don't need the Israeli or the British or the Germans or the Japanese. As good as they are, we don't do that with them, and they're folks who are really good at that kind of thing. Why do we not want to do it with German manufacturing or Japanese technology, et cetera? People who are expert, world class experts at it. Why are we to not do it with those folks, but we are with Israel? No, we're not, because they want to tie us together, cut the ribbon.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct on that. And I think besides the neocons, there's a lot of pull to get the U.S. into wars it doesn't need to be in or shouldn't even be in. And that clue, I think it creates a lot more tension with Russia too, between the U.S. and Russia. That doesn't need to be there. You do remember who the number one star witness for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq was during the
I
congressional
was a
hearing?
few stars. Which one are you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about Colin Powell and his detergent. The number one civilian star witness for the congressional testimonies. It was Netanyahu.
Oh.
Yeah, he was between he was in a break of his political career. You can look it up. He does a he, again. Saddam's about to get nuclear weapons. He's got mass weapons. Was same story. Just scratch out Iran, put in Iraq, gets the U.S. Into the Iraq War, or helps gets the U.S. into the Iraq War. And the rest is history on that. And this is before the 2003 invasion. So.
I was not tracking his. There was so many in America that deserved just condemnation. I was focusing on them. I missed him.
He was all over that. I started digging just out of curiosity. The earliest that I could find, I mean, there may be something else. The earliest story about Iran is 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon was.
The best I could find it was 1984.
That's it. Jerusalem Post, 1984.
Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu.
That's what's 42 years of saying the same thing.
Insane. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people have stitched together a lot of the videos of him at the UN Security Council. I mean, the year in the General Assembly, whatever. And then you add those, and I'm like, is there literally no point to where a rational thinking person can go, wait a minute, this dude's been just blowing smoke the whole time? I mean, because the whole time, 47 years, and they've never done it, but they've been 2 weeks away from it. I mean, come on. But I guess the answer is no. There is no amount. They can just say whatever they want, and enough people will keep believing it, I guess.
You're absolutely right. And I've got some friends, classmates from high school and university. They still believe it. They parrot whatever they hear. No, that's the people, switch on Fox or switch on CNN as their background noise, and they're constantly being slightly mentally conditioned as they're doing something, and they start repeating that. It's an amazing thing to watch. You can't get through that. You start pointing those things out, and they just shut you down. That eyes glaze over. So.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot because people they get, I mean, they certainly would never acknowledge that they're conditioned
Right.
reflex, et cetera. But when that's the only thing that you hear and it is nonstop, consistent, the only message that you hear, then you're eventually going to believe it. And then when you have somebody like you or somebody like maybe Glenn Deason or our show or any of this judge, et cetera, when they go and say these kind of things, the reaction is, you must be wrong because my whole life I've heard this. So you're a danger because you're saying something that's not true. It can't be because I've heard it on Fox and CNN my whole life, et cetera. And they don't want to stop and think like what you and I just did that, hang on, since 1984, this guy's been saying this stuff and it never happened. And then even right on the eve of Operation Midnight Hammer, Tulsi Gabbard herself said, yeah, they still haven't done a nuclear weapons program. They still say there hasn't been a nuclear weapons program, and yet we still keep using successfully the same mentality. And people just don't get it. It's just very deeply disturbing to me. I understand part of the psychology, but I just don't understand how it continues to be when the evidence, even sometimes seeping into Fox News and CNN, it just never breaks through, and it's just really disheartening.
And the modern media, mass media, is really good at brainwashing. I mean, if we'll be honest about it, I was in Ukraine as a consultant on a project in April of 21. So, yeah, about 8 months before everything, well, or as we can scientifically say, shit hit the fan. And we were staying, this is in Poltava, which is a Russian region. Well, used to be a Russian region. Absolutely everybody speaks Russian, but mentally they've been reconditioned. And you don't realize how insidious it is until, so we're staying at this hotel. We're working at the ore enrichment plant, reorganizing there. I was reorganizing their contracting sections for their suppliers and their maintenance sections. And the hotel we're staying in, the first night I switch on the television set. That was the last night I switched on the television set. And you watch it, and it doesn't matter what channel you go to, it is just nonstop brainwashing. You've got to look, go outside, take a look at what color the sky is. You watch that for a month and you'll hate your own motherland. But if you get back, it's just nonstop brainwashing on all channels.
And I had a similar experience very recently. One of the ways I've decided to run my channel is that I like to put what everybody's saying and give viewers a chance to make their own decision. I say, if we're talking about the Russia-Ukraine war, here's what the Ukraine side's saying, here's what the European side's saying, here's what the Russian side's saying, here's what the American side. Yeah, here's what they say. Now here's the reality on the ground, make your choice, et cetera. So when I went to a recent trip into Europe, I was staying in the Netherlands, and all the people that I met with were just wonderful people, and a lot of the things. But then I'm trying to do my show, and so I'm doing the normal thing. And so one of the things I did was automatically I went to RIA Novosti, and I think it's called Military Review on the Russian side, to where I could translate it with Google Translate when I'm here in my studio. But when I was over there, I couldn't access it. And then I found out that I'm not allowed to, that no matter whether you're using, unless I don't know if VPN would have worked. I didn't have that, but just using their commercial stuff or the internet or high speed internet, whatever, they have blockers. So the only thing that anyone in the Netherlands can hear is what the government allows them to hear. And that, of course, is all pro-Ukraine. So even if they wanted to say, oh, well, Russia's wrong or something, they don't even know because all they have is the caricature of Russian. And apparently, I'm told by some friends that live in London. They say that that's the same thing in the UK, that the only story they're saturated with is this and virulent anti-Russian thing, and no one ever hears what they actually say. So there's no independent way for people there. I mean, they don't even have the ability unless they have VPN or something. But I was like, wow, that's going to be a problem if you don't even listen to the other side other than the caricature. So the only thing left is whatever narrative the government chooses to convey. And what chance do they have then? The people I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know something interesting too, Telegram. So there's two versions of Telegram. People don't realize this. There's a Telegram you get from the Google Store or the App Stores. It's a censored version. It's the only way they could get it on there. And then there's the non-censored Telegram version that you can download from their website. You have to actually go to their website and download that version. And so I was on my channel, my English language channel, I was reposting certain things off of RT. And one of my friends sends me a screenshot from the US. And on the Telegram channel, it says, this content cannot be viewed due to local laws. So it's being censored, actively censored.
Even on Telegram, I didn't know that.
And I had friends in Germany show that to me. I had some friends in England check it out. It's like, yeah, they've got the same screen. So if you've got the version of Telegram that you've downloaded from an app store, that has active censoring in it. And you know, when
I
you
didn't
say that
know that.
about the Netherlands and such, you know, the US still has it's clinging on to barely clinging to life, but the Second Amendment, I mean, the First Amendment is still there. Well, Second Amendment too is still there, clinging on to dear life. But the Europe doesn't have that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought too. As much as the mainstream media is blasting out this fiction, at least I'm still able to access these things here. So we do still have some freedom of ability, at least so far. We'll see how long that lasts, but that's where we are today. I'm sorry, I've got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to have to roll out here.
No problem. I understand. And I'll tell you one thing, just to add to that. I have a friend of mine in Germany who's a journalist. He just sent me an article from the German press. There's three people in Germany that have criminal cases against them. They're facing up to 5 years in prison for reposting an RT article.
Oh. And what was this article?
No idea. Just the fact that they reposted something from RT. It may not even have been the same article, but any content, yeah, it's now up to 5 years in prison. I mean, these are the first cases to hit the docket,
Wow.
but yeah, it's so much for
Western
freedom.
democracy at its finest, man. Yeah, freedom of speech. That's what's a hallmark of. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not.
Freedom's not free. You got to pay for it for 5 years in prison.
Thanks.
So I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and I hope we can repeat this, and maybe have some better news to work over the usual sludge
Yeah.
that pours out.
Hey, well, we can just talk about the truth about what we have, and people deserve to hear it. So I'm glad they have a shot to do that here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Daniel, thank you for coming on, and I look forward to seeing you again.
See you very soon. Thanks, Seth.